This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David. Violent protesters loyal to President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday and forced lawmakers into hiding in a stunning attempt to overturn America's presidential election, undercut the nation's democracy, and keep Democrat Joe Biden from replacing Trump in the White House. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
At a rally this morning, the president pushed them to march to the Capitol, where a joint session of Congress would meet to formalize Joe Biden's White House win.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Protesters began storming the seat of American democracy, fighting with police and forcing both chambers to adjourn while lawmakers took shelter. In a tweeted video message hours later, the president told backers he loves them.
Go home and go home in peace.
While keeping up his false election attacks.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. Do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 1.44% and the S&P up by 0.57%. The NASDAQ dropped by 0.61%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.